Engineers for SEPTA's regional rail lines say a new set of work rules has led to increased fatigue among train operators. The engineers told federal regulators today that they want those rules reversed, as WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Tracy Hand has been driving SEPTA trains for almost 2 years. She says she can handle the long hours if she gets enough sleep. But under SEPTA's new scheduling system, she says last-minute assignments are leaving her dangerously tired.
8:35 around that time at night. Well, they told me I had to be in at 11 o'clock that night to 7 a.m. And I said to them, do you realize I've been up since 3 in the morning? And I don't mind doing my job, but I want to be safe at what I do.
Hand says she has absolutely driven a train while fatigued, an experience she calls scary. She was one of several engineers on hand to ask federal regulators to reinstate workplace rules at SEPTA that are designed to prevent fatigue. SEPTA won a waiver from those rules 2 years ago to try out a more efficient scheduling system. Ronald Hopkins, a SEPTA vice president, says that system is both effective and safe.
You know, every time there is an incident on the railroad, one of the first things we look at is hours of service records. So we cannot point to any one incident where there has been a fatigue-related, safety issue.
Hopkins says SEPTA hopes to keep its scheduling system in place, but he also says the agency is hiring more engineers to take the pressure off drivers. A decision on the work rules is expected in the spring. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.